Hello, BBC Learning English listeners. I am Alba and I'm from Spain.
Hello, BBC Learning English listeners. I'm Remy. I'm from France.
Hello, I am Saimeta. I'm from Senegal.
Hello, 大家好. I'm Thomas.
And I'm Bartosz.
We're twins and we're from Poland.
And I am Wangfei. I'm from China.
And I'm Natalie and I'm from Northern Ireland.
欢迎收听 BBC Learning English 的英国问答节目。
Ask about Britain from BBC Learning English.
英国问答。
I'm glad to hear lots of people saying hello to our listeners at the start of the program.
Yes, they are from all over the world, and today's question is about foreigners spoken English.
Yes, today's question is from Audrey in Chongqing. She wants to know what British people think when foreigners spoken English is not as good as theirs.
来自重庆的 Audrey 想知道英国人是如何看待外国人的英语口语。So Natalie, you are British, so what do you think?
I think it depends on each person you meet. Some people are very good at speaking English, and some other people can be harder to understand.
Natalie 说这要因人而异。那我们一起来听一听别的英国人是怎么说的。下面的录音来自 Matt 和 Liz, 他们都是伦敦的年轻英国职员。
I think in general, it is very impressive and very good, because not many people in England speak a second language.So English people are always very happy, when other people have learnt their language.
Generally, it's very well spoken. You can normally tell when English is their second language because they speak in a very formal way.
Matt said in general, people in Britain think it is very impressive when foreigners speak English.
Impressive, 印象好的。In general, it's impressive, 总体上印象不错。He also said not many English people speak a second language. Natalie, is that true?
Yes, this is probably true. According to one government statistic from 2008, about 60% of young British people can't speak a second language. So they're always happy when other people have learned English.
一项调查显示 ,60% 的英国年轻人居然不会说外语。所以英国人很高兴看到别的国家的人学习英语。
Liz says she has found that most people who have English as their second language usually speak in a very formal way.
In a very formal way, 就是说话非常正式。
I agree with Liz. I've also noticed that when some foreigners speak English, they tend to use very formal words even in daily conversation. Why do you think that is, Wangfei?
I think it's because foreigners like me learned very formal English at school. 因为我们在学校的书本上学的英语都比较正式，所以造成了我们说英语也都很正式了。
I see. Well, I would suggest our listeners study more colloquial English while they're studying formal written English.
确实是这样。我从中国来伦敦后也是发现听不懂英国人说的英语。以前听了太多的新闻，读了太多的报纸，学了太多的语法，可是就没有多听英国人说的话。所以来伦敦后，我还得重新学最简单的英语口语表达。
Yes, this is probably a typical problem for people learning English. To help highlight some common problems in learning spoken English, we interviewed one experienced English teacher, Jim Rich, who is a freelance teacher from Cactus Worldwide.
我们首先听一听对 Jim Rich 的采访。他是英国 Cactus 国际语言培训学校的自由职业教师。他在教学中发现了外国人学英语口语中的一些问题。我们听一听。
The way we write and the way we speak is fundamentally different. And we write using words, but when we speak using syllables that are joined together in a row. For example, if I said,What do you think? If you know the language, you hear what do you think? You hear four words. But actually, if you listen to me as a sound, what do you think could just be one long word that's all rolled together. And that's the way that we speak.
Jim pointed out a very interesting difference between written English and spoken English. He says we write English in words, but quite often when we speak, all the words are joined together.
Jim 说英语书面语和口语不同， 因为我们写英语的时候是一个一个的词写出来的，但是说英语的时候，实际上很多词的发音都是连接在一起的，而不是一个词一个词的说。
The words are all rolled together.
Rolled together, 连接起来。
In Jim's example, he said British people will probably say, "What do you think?" instead of "What do you think?"
So, Natalie, actually, the difference is very slight.
Yes, but it is enough to make a foreigner's English and a native speaker's English sound different.
是的，我们继续听 Jim 的录音，看看他的发现如何帮助外国人说好英语口语。
The problem with that is that most of us learn languages through writing. You learn what the English words are and the letters from a book, and then you learn to speak from the book. If you're speaking a second language, when you're speaking English as a learner, if you're speaking it, you're probably seeing the word in your head when you speak it. And except if it's your first language, if you're Chinese or Spanish or English, you don't see the word.
Jim says that when people are learning English, they quite often study written and spoken English from the same book. So when they're speaking English, they always see the words in their brain. Do you think this is true, Wangfei?
Yes, this is absolutely true. When I speak English, I sometimes see the words in my mind. Then I read them.
So your spoken English largely depends on your written English. But this is not the same for native speakers.Which is the big difference between a native speaker and a second language speaker.
我明白了。我终于发现了我自己的问题。我说英语的时候还是基本上在读我脑子里的书面语。So today, Natalie, I finally find out the reason why my spoken English is not as fluent and natural as the native speakers.
Oh, Wangfei, don't be too critical of yourself.Actually, British people are quite tolerant of foreigners' English. Let's hear from Dr. John O'Regan, who is a lecturer in the Institute of Education at the University of London. He will explain what the most important thing is when speaking English as your second language.
好的，我们下面的采访来自伦敦大学教育学院的资深讲师 John O'Regan 博士，他将告诉大家外国人说英语的时候最重要的是什么。
I think the most important thing when you're speaking English, whether you're speaking with native speakers or whether you're speaking with other non-native speakers, is comprehensibility, being understood, making your message clear. We're very experienced at listening to people with many different accents, and so I think there's a lot of tolerance out there.If you're visiting Britain, if you're going to come to Britain, or you're going to be speaking to native speakers somewhere, then I think, again, you just have to make sure what you're trying to say, you don't have to rush, you just try and say it in your own time.
Dr. John O'Regan believes comprehensibility is the most important thing when you're speaking English as your second language. You must try to make yourself understood.
Comprehensibility, 理解性。你说英语的时候，表达准确，能被别人理解，才是最重要的。
Dr. John O'Regan also says British people are very experienced at listening to people with a different accent. We're very tolerant, so there's no need to feel nervous when you're speaking English to native English speakers.
对，很多英国人对不同口音的英语都应付自如了，所以和外国人讲英语的时候，不要着急，不要担心。把自己表达清楚最重要。
I hope we've answered our listeners' question, Wangfei.
I hope so. In fact, I've also learned a lot from today's program. 听众朋友，如果你也有关于英国的问题，请写电子邮件给我们。我们下次节目再会。Bye for now.
Bye bye.
Ask about Britain from BBC Learning English.
答案就在 BBC